Hello and welcome to another episode of Legacy of Freedom. I'm your host, Eric McBride. I'm glad that you found me today. Hope that you're well and ready to open the Word of God together and to see what the Holy Spirit would show us. I've been thinking today about just a lot of different things. And I've been trying really, I've been trying not to be critical or judgmental of things that I'm processing right now. And I think as believers, sometimes we force our opinion or how we feel and what we think, and we're very vocal about it, not realizing that we are actually representing God in a poor way. I believe we pray about everything. We seek the Lord on things we're dealing with or we're facing or maybe just something that God's brought to our attention, but with an attitude of prayer and wanting to find out how do we respond to these things. And several days ago, Holy Spirit was just speaking to me about being able to walk and not be impeded as I walk through this life by the things that are going on. And, you know, in football, sometimes when someone gets a hard hit, if they think they have a concussion, they have a protocol, they take them out, they take them to the medical tent, and they begin to examine them to make sure that they are able to continue on in the game. And so there may be times when we're going through things and we get hit with something, and it affects us as a whole person. And Holy Spirit wants to take us aside, and he wants us to be fully recovered. And, you know, I think a lot of times that pride gets in the way of believers, that we feel like, well, I've been in this for so long. Why should I sit down? What will other people say? What will they think? Or we just refuse to be Spirit-led. And my prayer today is, as we open the Word of God together, that Holy Spirit speaks to you. Not my opinion, not what I think. No, I don't have a rant today. I have no bones to pick with you, but the Holy Spirit would speak to you today, and that you would be open to what he is saying. So in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13, he says, "Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed." In the ESV, it says, "And make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed." So what does lame mean in the Bible? In the International Standard of Biblical Encyclopedias, it says it is the condition of being unable or imperfectly able to walk, which unfitted any descendant of Aaron so afflicted for service in the priesthood, Leviticus 21:18, and rendered an animal unsuitable for sacrifice, Deuteronomy 15:21. So, not that God was being cruel when it excluded those that had this condition from being able to fulfill the priesthood, but it also disqualified any animal as for being fit for sacrifice. Spiritual lameness, when we speak of being lame, it's unable to walk by yourself. If you can't walk, that means there's no way you can go forward. And that's what happens to many people in the spiritual sense. They are unable to move forward, so there's no progress in their lives. The spiritually lame are similar to those who are mute, in that they can see and hear the truth. They can even confess the truth, but they are paralyzed from acting on it. The dictionary defines lame as disabled or impaired in any way, weak, infirmed, paralyzed, unable to move. When I looked up the synonyms for the word or slang, lame, it means weak, feeble, poor, pathetic, inadequate, flimsy, unconvincing, is a half-hearted person. And there's so many people that have been, they've been saved and come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, but something in life has took them out and has caused an impediment upon their lives that they're actually not fit for what God qualifies fitness for the ministry or fitness to lead other people. They're half-hearted Christians. They're weak in the faith. They're poor and without the resources. Now, that has nothing to do with God, because God has provided everything we need to live a life of godliness. God's given us every gift that we need. He's given us His Word. He's given us the Holy Spirit. He's placed us in His church, in the body of Christ, and Christ is the head. God's given us everything we need. But when He's talking about we're poor, basically that is stepping aside from the grace of God, and it's beginning to try to do things out of our own righteousness, our own abilities, what we know, what we think, being self-led instead of spirit-led. And friend, today, let's be honest. If we're leading ourselves, we're weak. We're poor. The Bible is very clear. It says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so to be children of God means that we are spirit-led. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't get out of line, that things hit us, whatever comes, and all of a sudden we respond in a way that was unlike Christ. That's not what He's talking about. He's talking about habitually that we are refusing the Spirit and we are walking according to the flesh. We're fleshly minded. And friend, if we're fleshly minded, we are weak. We were without strength when Christ died for us. Why will we go back to something that we were without strength with before? But now that we are in Christ and the Spirit dwells in us, we have everything we need. We're not lame. We're not disabled or impaired in any way. Now, understandably, we don't know what tomorrow holds, and we may encounter something tomorrow. You may be encountering something now in relationships. Listen, when Jesus says, what's the commandments of God? When he was asked, what's the greatest commandment? He says, what does the law say? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your strength, all your mind, with your soul, everything, you love God. And he said, the second is likened to it, love your neighbor as yourself. And we can say, I love my neighbor as myself. But when somebody disappoints you or hurts you or discourages you, you are faced with a choice. Do I obey God or do I operate in how I feel? And I've seen it so many times that we in the Christian family, we fail and we become lame. And I thought about this, you know, cancer is where the body is attacking itself. It is the cells are attacking cells. And the body of Christ is not divided. It's not my group versus your group, my tribe versus your tribe, my denomination against yours. It is one body, many members, and each member is set in the particular place by God. So when we begin to recognize as children that he says, we've got to strengthen the hands which hang down, and we've got to strengthen the feeble knees. That means that there's something going on, that the body needs to be strengthened. And have you been an encourager lately? Oh, no. I'm not talking about those that are closest to you. I'm talking about those that may not even be in your circle. Have you prayed for other churches? Have you prayed for those that you think, well, they've got this going on? But if they have been born again, we're all part of the same body. And he says, and make straight paths for your feet so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. It's time to clear things out of the way. I think I've heard it from so many people that the very thing that holds most people up is unforgiveness, offense, not reconciling. Listen, I've dealt with it. You've dealt with it, I'm sure. But, you know, there are moments that we've just got to realize, Lord, I've been impaired. I've been weak. And it's not because of you, Father. It's because of something that has happened, and I perceived something or responded in a way that was bringing a result. You know, I think about it often. The Word says that God is a shield all around us. He's the glory. He's the lifter of our head. He is our strength. He's a high tower. All these things the Word of God says. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. All these things. God's Word is true. But so many times we open up ourselves for being wounded or dislocated or lame because we don't clear the path where we're walking. There's so much rubble and things that get in the way. And several weeks ago, we had pretty heavy rainfall in the evening. It was dark, and I went outside, and I didn't carry a flashlight with me. And when I stepped on the edge of our garage, some dirt had washed upon it, and it was mud, and it was slick, and I fell. It was so quick, but I couldn't see what was there, and it caused me to lose my footing. Thank God that I wasn't hurt, but I could have been hurt really bad. I could have been wounded. I could have been permanently disabled from that fall. And I just, on my way down, I just cried out, Jesus. What else could I do? You see, we are dependent upon the Lord. But we are also commanded to do things ourselves. And that means to clear out the way, to strengthen those things that can be strengthened. In Revelation, we read these words, strengthen the things which remain. Some people are always looking for the next big thing, and they don't realize that there's some things in their life that need to be strengthened. And right now is the best time to focus upon what Holy Spirit is saying to us, that we can finish this race. That we won't be feeble, that we won't be weak and poor or pathetic, that my life will not be a life of inadequacies, this flimsy or unconvincing. Other people see me and say, well, why should I live for Jesus? Look at what the church looks like. Look at, y'all can't get along. You can't love each other. There's more love in, you know, a room full of cats than it is sometimes in churches. Dogs and cats get along better than some Christians sometimes. But those things that we find ourselves weak in, God says, strengthen the body. Love other people. Encourage other people. Forgive. And restore. And see, this race, you'll affect more people. You will cause more people to come to Christ as you obey Christ than you ever thought possible. Because that's the way the Holy Spirit works. We are witnesses unto Jesus. So today, if you felt like, something's going on with me, why don't you just pray and ask the Holy Spirit, show me if there's something that is disabled in my life or impaired in my life, that, Lord, I may find your strength come into my body, come into my spirit, come into my mind, and that I may be the person that others can see Jesus in, that it convinces them to follow you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, Lord, that when we were lost, you found us. And thank you, God, that you're still seeking to save the lost. I pray today, Father, that we would not be weak, but that we would be strong in the power of the Lord, in your might, and that we would put on the whole armor of God. That when the enemy tries to hit us, God, when he comes against us, Lord, that we'll know the truth, and the truth will not only make us free, but it will keep us free. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I pray that your day is blessed and that you live in such a way that others can follow in your footsteps to Jesus. Until we see you again, have a blessed day. Will never be. There's a river of living water that never runs dry. There's a